Good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance information call. And what we do on this call is gather information about different products related to Nican or different ingredients and share that information. We don't make any medical claims. I'm just reading information that other people have gathered, and a lot of it is directly from Nican's website, document library, or the complete guide to Nican nutritionals and skincare that Joanne Stampensee has put together from Focus on Growth, which is really awesome. And today I have another resource from David Wareham, another one of my experts that I go to for information. So today we're going to talk more about the immune system and how to keep the immune system healthy. So I thought I'd just start off with Nican's Kinsen Immunity, which is the mushroom therapy, which I've been told that in Japan, if you are diagnosed with cancer and your doctor does not prescribe mushroom therapy, it's malpractice. So I think that's quite an amazing concept and something to just be aware of. So going right to the Kinsen Immunity quick reference sheet. The Immunity is a unique proprietary blend formulated for immune system support, produced from 14 mushroom species, organically obtained and prepared, precisely controlled growth for maximum yield, concentrated for daily serving, certified kosher, and certified organic. And whenever I'm kind of sharing with information with individuals about the Immunity product, you know, when we look at the immune system, I remember for years I was always told, back when I was a flight attendant, where we're exposed to all types of viruses and bugs and gecko-bucko stuff. I was always told to take golden seal root and also echinacea. Well, it's pretty interesting when I went through the blood allergy testing to show everything I was allergic to, that I was allergic to golden seal root and echinacea. And my body considered it like a weed, I guess. So it was not boosting my immune system. It was actually breaking down my immune system. And especially if your immune system's already at risk, to add that into it was not a pretty picture. And that's why it seemed every time I went to work on the airplane, I got sick. I caught a cold. I caught everything that was out there. So the great thing about the 14 different types of mushrooms is it's boosting 14 different parts of our immune system, not just one or two. It's 14 different types. So the Immunity features and benefits offers 14 species of mushrooms, including rare varieties not available in conventional mushroom products, and includes 6 strains exclusive to Nican, developed for highest concentration of beneficial compounds. A balanced formulation carefully chosen to work synergistically to support immune health. Specially grown under organic controlled laboratory conditions to maximize ingredients. Comprehensive immune system support, not a stimulant, developed to assist the body's natural immune equilibrium. A whole food product, all natural, ideal for anyone, and vegetable capsules, meets dietary and cultural requirements. The facts. Mushrooms have been employed by herbalists for centuries. Some species have been used as far back as 3000 BC. More recently, studies have been devoted to the relationship between mushrooms and immune response. Kinsen Immunity is a combination of 14 different mushrooms. Each is carefully chosen for its specific profile of compounds, each structurally different at the molecular level. These mushrooms are and you guys can laugh at me and my pronunciation here. Cordyceps tenacis, Aragulus blazei, Mataki, Grifola frondosa, Reishi, Ganoderma lucidum, Tremis versicolor, Shiitake, Lentilula edoge, Curriculum arenatus, Tremula mesenterica, Salinas lindus, Barotus tuberosum, oyster, that's a good one, Chaga, Ligota, Procera, and Anaki. It would be almost impossible to include all these variety types of mushrooms in a regular diet. Kenzen Immunity combines them in order to provide this wide spectrum range of natural biochemicals. In addition, each species is grown under laboratory conditions that optimize its beneficial ingredients. The formulation includes mushrooms that are rich in alpha and beta glucans, specialized sugars that the human body cannot produce on its own. These and other scientifically optimized compounds are provided for immune support. And if you don't understand much about beta-glucans, it really helps to counteract yeast, which is an overgrowth of yeast in our body, is what they call candida. And most people don't realize that you get yeast every time you eat bread and most crackers. And then, of course, you add sugar. And if you've ever made bread and you add yeast to warm water and then you add sugar and then it grows, well, the same thing can happen in your belly. If you never had that visual before, sorry, you now have it. Beta-glucans help counteract that in addition to our lactoferrin gold. Quick sharing tip. The 14 mushroom varieties in this formula are sourced from regions around the world. One comes from the desert of Nigeria, another from the southern highlands of Brazil, and a third is found at the highest levels of the Himalayas in Tibet and Nepal. To produce Kenzen Immunity, each is cultivated in the laboratory under conditions specific to that strain in order to prevent accidental variations in its ingredient yield. And I happened across this email that was sent to me on mushroom green tea combination found to reduce breast cancer risk. A study conducted in Southeast China in 2004 and 2005 suggests that women who consume more mushrooms and green tea in their diets may have a lower risk of developing breast cancer. The case-controlled study included incident cases of 1,009 female patients aged 20 to 87 years with histologically confirmed breast cancer. 1,009 age-matched controls were healthy women randomly recruited from outpatient breast clinics. Information on frequency and quantity of dietary intake of mushrooms and tea consumption, usual diet, and lifestyle were collected in interviews using a validated questionnaire. Researchers concluded that higher dietary intake of mushrooms decreased breast cancer risk in pre- and postmenopausal Chinese women. An additional decreased risk of breast cancer from joint effect of mushrooms in green tea was observed. The study was published in March 15, 2009 issue of the International Journal of Cancer. And they were talking specifically about the extracts of reishi and shiitake mushrooms. These mushrooms, long established in traditional Chinese medicine, have been shown by modern research to contain polysaccharides that may improve resistance to infection, reduce serum cholesterol and blood pressure, and provide anti-tumor and anti-radiation benefits. Beta-glucans, an extract of baker's yeast, another source of polysaccharides. Beta-glucan has been found to boost the immune system's ability to fight infection by activating white blood cells known as macrophages. Macrophages must be stimulated and activated before they become functional. Activation of macrophages by beta-glucans has been demonstrated in the laboratory. Cancer researchers have investigated beta-glucan's ability to boost the body's immune system to kill cancer cells. In one study, antibody medications became more effective in killing cancer cells when they were given in conjunction with beta-glucans. Astragalus is a herb that has been found to be an immune modulator, increasing macrophage and lymphocyte concentrations. Green tea extracts contain catechin polyphenols, bioflavonoids known to be potent antioxidants and have anti-tumor, serum cholesterol reducing, antibacterial, antiviral, and antiparasitic benefits. The reason I'm pointing out the green tea is what's in our 10-4. It's matcha green tea and also regular green tea, which are matcha green tea. I've done a call on that alone, and it's just so extraordinary that we forget oftentimes that it's not just something to help give us energy. It's helping to boost anything else that we're doing that's towards our immune system, and it by itself is helping boost our immune system. So don't forget that 10-4 is more than just an energy drink. I mean, it's just amazing how it does boost your metabolism. It helps clear your thinking, helps with brainstorming, it makes you happier, and it gives you energy. So all of the above. So now I'm going to the Nikkei Nutritional Skincare by Joan Saponcia to see what she has to say about immunity. Tenzin Immunity is the most potent immune support formula available in the world. Its actions contribute to prevention of disease, recovery from Western treatment of disease, such as the side effects of chemotherapy and radiation. A whole food product containing 14 varieties of medicinal mushrooms, including rare species and 6 strains that are unique to Nikkan. The species are Cordyceps, I think I've already went through the names. Okay. This product is the only source of the Laputa mushroom in the world. It includes strains from the deserts in Nigeria, the high elevations of the Himalayas in Tibet, and Nepal in the southern highlands of Brazil. Each strain supports a different aspect of the immune system. Actions include enhanced immune function, cardiovascular health, libido, organ pulmonary function, and stress management, as well as antiviral, anti-tumor, and anti-inflammatory properties. Each mushroom strain is grown organically in its own proprietary grain-based substrate growing material. These substrates were developed after 4 years of research. The composition of the substrate is individualized to produce optimal levels of active medicinal compounds in each mushroom. For example, Cordyceps requires a substrate from 30 to 40% essential fatty acids to produce the most potent beta-glucan activity. Other mushroom products on the market are grown in brown rice substrate that doesn't provide optimal conditions for all mushrooms. And remember, this is where Dr. Roger Drummer, herbalist and Chinese medicine, oriental medicine doctor, he holds the patent on our medicinal mushrooms. Produces alpha and beta glucans, which enable the body to produce elevated levels of immune system responses, T cells, natural killer cells, cytokines, etc., to fend off foreign invaders and counteract premature aging. Remember that, the T cells is really important for people that are fighting HIV. Can be taken all the time because it modulates all aspects of the immune system, puts it back in balance. This makes it superior to medicinal type herbs like echinacea and golden seal that work on only one aspect of the immune system and should not be taken daily, which I spoke about because those are the ones I ended up being allergic to, is echinacea and golden seal root. Maintenance dose for a healthy person is 2 capsules a day. At the onset of a cold, flu, or other illness, the daily dose can be increased up to 2 capsules 3 times a day. Individuals with immune system disorders, arthritis, lupus, cancer, MS, fibromyalgia, etc., should take 6 or more capsules per day on a regular basis. Individuals should also increase the daily dose when flying or when exposed to viruses, flus, etc. It's most effective when taken on an empty stomach and with additional vitamin C, which potentiates or enhances the beta-glucan activity in the body. In fact, we've had many friends that have taken 16, 17, 18, even on this call, as they were going through breast cancer. Or, whatever cancer it was, that seemed to be the magic number for many people, was 16 to 18 a day. And not forever, but it just as they're going through their health challenge. It's safe for infants or children. You can mix contents of capsules into a small amount of applesauce or other food. Individuals with autoimmune diseases should not take Tenzin Immunity during the inflammatory stage of an autoimmune flare-up. Wait until remission is achieved, then begin using the product. Immunosuppressed individuals that have had an organ transplant, should not take this product without consulting their physician. Once again, it's all whole food. It's a mushroom, and you can always just take it to your doctor and have them evaluate it if you are going through an autoimmune disease. So that makes everybody happy. You can just take all that information in and short. Oh, that reminds me. I do want to go because in the back of this guide is a listing of every single product and its functions. So here we go with the interesting names again. Cordyceps sinensis is immune system support. Ericobasai Tinguan inhibits cancer growth. Maitake increases beta-glucans. Reishi detoxifies body, regenerates liver. Tremate versicolor is anti-cancer. Shiitake, antiviral and anti-tumor. Curriculum, nerve growth stimulator. Tremella, anti-tumor and a body tonic. Selenus, anti-tumor. Pleurotus, anti-tumor. Oyster, blood building and cholesterol lowering. Chaga, immune system modulator. Lipoda, immune system support. Enaki is anti-tumor. So I'm very grateful that she has, like, I think it's very fascinating what a great product we have. In fact, I have a friend over in Tampa that she's had a couple of skin cancer spots taken off, and now she just has been taking the 2 immunity a day just to keep that from coming back, and so far she's been very successful. So I would like to now go to everybody that's on the line that has had some experiences with immunity that you would like to share, and remember, it's *6 to unmute yourself. So I will open it up to whoever would like to share. Unless you all want me to.
Good morning.
Oh, there we go.
Well, you know, I had double muted myself.
There we go.
Yeah, I was one that heard, I had a gentleman, actually it was a woman's father, that I heard about with tumors that were popping up, and he was well into his 80s in his body, and they started doing double doses of the immunity, and they were reducing, and they were saying how many centimeters and such that they were reducing, and so when I ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer, I just started upping my doses, and it ended up I was taking 15 a day for a little while, 5, 5, and 5, and it was actually recommended to do it 4 times a day, but I just doing a third time a day is just enough for me, so I couldn't handle it.
Couldn't do anymore, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out when I would do it, right? What time of day or what, so I figured, well, and the empty stomach. It doesn't get you upset. It doesn't get you, it just allows the body to absorb it. And like Linda said, it was a food. It's a foodlet, and that's how I shared it with any of the physicians that I needed to tell. As well as the greenzymes that we speak, of. And I just upped that tremendously. And, I always say it's both and. It's both the medical field and, the alternative or complementary care. And I was fortunate that by the time I had my surgery, I didn't have cancer cells anymore. Now, I did some other rigorous things and such.
You were very careful with your diet. I remember that. I mean, you cut out anything that could feed cancer, and a lot of people aren't aware that cancer grows on sugar, right? And also you had to avoid meat, I remember.
And it thrives on acidity, so you don't want to have things that are high in acid if you can help it, so... and I did, I reduced my protein intake totally, just for a moment, with this,
I was like, 90 days, something like that, but you really...
Yeah, it was 4 months, so...
4 months.
That 120
days.
And then 110. And... then you gradually bring food back in. You don't just go, okay, ready to, you know, you introduce certain foods back into your diet. And I just say that to underline that if you do a cleanse, then just don't go out and have a pizza or something. You know, give your body a little break and try and get acclimated, and then look to see what aggravates your body. You know, I definitely don't do well with just dairy or the American dairy. I can do full creams, because it still has the digestive enzymes in the cream. And also as we get older, we need to have digestive enzymes, period. So, you know, we at NEAT can have a great complex digestion, and, you know, it's all inclusive. So, but anyway, that is what I did, and I still take immunity, and then I up it when I travel. So I only take one or two at night right now, but when I travel, I take it during the day and at night, as well as my lactoferrin gold. I think those are very some prevention things that are, you know, just good to have in the little, you know, purse or something when you're traveling, backup, because there are things out there all along the way that, you know, you're going to be susceptible
exposed to.
Yeah.
It's not just cancer. I mean, there's all types of viruses, and, you know, there's, there's hepatitis, there's, you know, any kind of virus that you can pick up, and, you know, so there's lots of things that we just want to keep our immune system strong, and so other things don't have an opportunity to pop up, you know, and who needs it? Well, everyone, including children. And it says in one of Dr. Pedersen's PDFs that I just found is this is the answer to the chemical and environmental stress related problems of modern life. Used on a daily basis, this proprietary blend of mushroom nurtures and balances the body's immune system, increasing energy levels and promoting a feeling of wellness. All the mushrooms produced are certified organic and certified kosher. All mushrooms are grown under hygienic and yeast-free conditions and harvest fresh at the peak of their vigor with a multi-year shelf life. And, you know, I've run across some people, oh, I'm allergic to mushrooms. Well, this is mushroom extracts, and it's kind of like the lactoferrin gold. Generally, I don't personally remember running into anybody that had allergic reaction, but you can muscle test yourself and, you know, just, like, pay attention, right?
Yeah. You know, one thing that I want to underline, too, is that there is no medicinal value to a raw mushroom. You have to blanch it, you've got to sear it, cook it, steam, you know, it kind of makes its own juices. So, and that's the only way that Roger Drummer recommends you eat mushrooms, by the way. So,
is cooked or steamed or sauteed?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to put them in your salads raw and, you know,
wow.
They are a fungi.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're a fungi. And not that it could, you know, but
that's
I
how it works best, right?
That's how it works best. Thanks. I guess you can eat it that way, and you just will have no medicinal value whatsoever. But
wow.
If you blanch it, it will. And if you can, and when I went through my cancer-free diet, if you cook it, you drink every little bit of juice, you drink everything that's out of it, and so that's kind of an interesting. Figure out how to use it in something. If you, you know, make, maybe saute soup or...
For broth,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, keep the broth and put it in there. And I know I do a lot of scrambles. They're kind of like a homemade omelet. So I'll cook up my mushrooms and I'll do that. And then but I do save the juice, not in my omelet. I just put it, like you said, in something else. In a little jar and keep it. But, yeah. Yeah, so that, I just wanted to underline that because It's always good to know what, how to get the most benefit from what we're eating. And I know even Heather made a tincture for me, and with mushrooms. And, you know, whichever way we can get them, it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I'm not saying that we have to cook it down to make your own tincture, but it just goes to show that they are so valuable.
They really are, and I'm really grateful that Nikan, they are the scientists, and they put these things together, and we just get to order them on AutoShip.
Yeah.
Once again, very grateful, and, you know, then adding in the 10-4, that's just going to boost everything. My new little packet friends of 10-4.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. I'm going to stop recording.